Swedish Prime Minister resigns after no confidence vote, but blocks fresh elections, stays on as caretaker. By Breitbart London on June 28, 2021. Stockholm, AP, Stefan Löfven, Sweden's Social Democratic Prime Minister since 2014, has asked the country's parliament speaker to find a new government. Löfven became the first Swedish leader ever to lose a confidence vote in parliament a week ago. He didn't call for an early election as the Swedish constitution allows him to. He is formally stepping down but will continue in a caretaker role until a new government can be formed. A snap election is not what is best for Sweden, Löfven said. The speaker will now begin work on proposing a prime minister who can be tolerated by the Riksdag, the assembly. The government will continue to govern the country for now but is the caretaking government. The parliament speaker since 2018, Andreas Norlin, will ask party leaders who may be able to form a government. He alone decides which of the party leaders can begin these talks. It is expected that Löfven, who had Sweden's largest party with 100 of Riksdagen's 349 seats, will start these talks. His cabinet, a Social Democratic Green coalition, is a minority government that has relied on votes from the small left party to pass laws. The no confidence motion against Löfven was called by the nationalist Sweden Democrats Party, which has been criticizing the Social Democratic Party for years. But it ultimately succeeded because the left party withdrew its support from the government over proposed legislation to tackle a housing shortage. Lawmakers voted 181-109 against Löfven, with 51 abstentions. The political situation in Sweden now seems deadlocked. Löfven has been able to get the left party back as an ally, but the small liberals, which earlier supported the Social Democratic government, now want a center-right government. The Conservatives, meanwhile, still want a Löfven at the helm but doesn't want to make deals with the Sweden Democrats or the left-leaning Left Party. In the center-right bloc, the Moderates, Sweden's second-largest party, wants its leader Ulf Kristersson as prime minister. The last time coalition talks took place in Sweden was following the 2018 election that created a deadlocked parliament. It took 4 months of negotiations to produce a government that Löfven presented in January 2019. In the present assembly, the left-leaning side and the center-right bloc have about 40% of the vote each. None of the sides want to cooperate with the Sweden Democrats, a right-wing populist party that is considered extreme. In Sweden, the next general election will be held on September 11.